So next is Terry Cross, a founding partner of McClure & Cross, where he's been since 2008. Terry's board certified in oil, gas, and mineral law by the Board of Specialization in the State Bar of Texas. He's taught land titles as an adjunct professor at SMU. He's a frequent speaker on energy finance. He's going to talk to us about restrictions on assignment, pref rights, and consents to assign. I think he'll enjoy his presentation very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Cross.
So we've got four very different creatures. They're all restraints on alienation. The mandate from the Planning Committee was to focus on the consequences of noncompliance, and that's easy to do. The four restraints are the consent to assign. That's typically, we'll see that in an oil and gas lease, but there's no reason you won't see it in a term assignment, a farm out, or other contract or conveyance. The maintenance of uniform interest, which is, in my experience, unique to the joint operating agreement and primarily the APL versions. The preferential right to purchase or right of first refusal, that's in the model form, but you see it lots of other places in the real estate industry elsewhere. And finally, a little bit of a different kind is the right of reassignment. That's the right reserved by a prior owner who wants the right to have one more chance at it. If you don't want it, you're going to let it go, give it back to us. I have opinions about these. It'll be obvious to you, even if I don't confess. I have biases. It's like the cynical cop. I know these guys for decades, and they're troublemakers. So be ready for the bias. The consent to assign and the pref right cover every transaction. If they're in the chain of title, then they have to be dealt with. The maintenance uniform interest is more limited. It's not quite the troublemaker. It's more like it's self-righteous and sometimes annoying. If you want to convey something, you have to convey all of your interest or an equal undivided interest, but no wellbore deals, no depth severances, no farm outs of partial acreage. The right of reassignment, again, is never an impediment to a transaction. It's in the boilerplate. It's a permitted encumbrance. We just blow right past it in the acquisition mode, but it's there, and it limits the working interest owner's rights in some respects on the back end. Consents, I mean, why do we have them? Because everything's negotiable. The producer's 88's in the trash, so we start over. And some lessors think they want this. We certainly see more of them. We see a lot of effort. Why do we want them? Why do lessors want them? Well, there's some good reasons. You want a good operator like the one who you gave the initial lease to. You don't like low net revenue interest because that causes an early economic limit. But sometimes I'm suspicious, cynical that I am, that it's a setup for a reset. Reset on royalty. It was a 1/6 when we did the lease. You need my consent. It needs to be 20% from now on, or our payment of money. The harder that a lessor pushes for a strong consent in my sole discretion, the more I'm anticipating a reset later whenever you need that consent. The first consent sometimes is easier, because that gets the well drilled. It's the transfers after that lessors get more ambitious about the terms on which a consent may be given. We're going to talk more later when we talk about remedies and enforceability about the Mayo Foundation case, which, despite being simply a federal district court case, is, I think, an important case for us to talk about. But here in the setup, again, I don't know whether I can take confidence in that Mayo Foundation case or not.